Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. A little Shocking Blue bringing us back there. We got some shocking stuff on this show that whenever we visit with our good friend Steve DiBianco, he always brings us some shocking news from the world of technology, from the world of governments trying to impose their will on the free market economy, especially the virtual economy in cyberspace. Steve, we were just talking about internet sales collection, or virtual sales, our sales tax collection on virtual transactions. Let me say it that way, and which includes catalogs, which includes telephone orders, which includes the internet. And so for years now, you and I have been reporting, you've been reporting with us on the various states' attempts to collect the sales tax that happened on the internet. And at one point in time, the number I remember was $20 billion of lost, the state said was lost sales tax revenue. I'm sure it's a lot more than that now. But so far, because of the Supreme Court ruling you mentioned, it's been beaten back because it's just too onerous for businesses to have to collect and remit taxes to up to 7,500 different precincts. But now we have this issue in the state of California with Amazon. Tell us what that's all about.
Jim, this started about 3 years ago. The state of New York was the first one to say that, look, if the Supreme Court is not going to give it to us and Congress isn't going to save us, we just need to be more aggressive and creative at determining who has a physical presence in our state. Because remember, if a state can say that Amazon has presence in that state, it can force Amazon to collect the crazy, complex sales tax.
Let's stop for a second. Stop for a second, Steve. Folks, this base, this location is a base. It's called a nexus. So if a store, if they can figure out that any business has a physical address, a physical location in that state, then it's deemed to have to collect sales tax. Is that right?
That's right, Jim. But the states are also aggressive at imputing that kind of presence, even if you don't have a physical storefront. Let's say that you send salesmen into a state, your own salespeople, and they spend more than 3 weeks in the state in a given year. Well, then that most states will say, well, that's a physical presence. If you use your own trucks to ship the goods into the state, then your trucks are driving into the state. Well, then you have a physical presence too. Mm-hmm. But if you're just using common carriers and shippers, then you really don't have a physical presence. And there are some businesses, Amazon's among them, who've worked hard to maintain a real pure play e-retail business environment. They only have warehouses and shipping locations in about five states. They collect sales tax in those five states.
So those states consider those shipping addresses, even though they don't sell anything there, they consider those to be the nexus for that. So those states. All right. So what's going on in California?
Yeah. So California followed five other states who've recently said that, look, we think that when you advertise in our state and the in-state website drives traffic to your website, your store, well then that in-state website is sort of an agent for you. So we're going to imply by law that any time an in-state publisher gets paid to run one of your ads on their website, that they're really driving traffic to you. They're your agent, and therefore, Amazon, you have physical presence in our state.
Yeah.
And therefore, you need to start collecting. So that case was brought, that law was first passed in New York State. Amazon sued them, along with a couple of other big companies, and that is still pending in court in New York.
Right.
Because they're suing, saying that that's not a physical presence. Advertising is not the same thing as having agents.
Right.
But other states followed suit anyway and tried it out. And California last Friday tried the same desperate gesture. We call it the California kerfuffle because it includes a couple of other crazy twists on that theme. So they're trying to force Amazon to collect. So what does Amazon do the very minute the governor signed the law? They did the same thing done in the other states. Amazon turned around and canceled their commission program for California-based websites.
So, for example, all right, so if you buy a book of one of my Braintrust members, folks, from my website, if you link to Amazon from one of my Brain Trust members, from my website to Amazon to buy a Brain Trust member's book, we're connected with them mostly just to get the link, but they'll send us a couple of pennies if you buy one of their books. That makes us one of their agents. Is that right, Steve?
Jim, you've got it right. And even if you didn't buy a book, sometimes Amazon just pays a couple of pennies if you clicked on the Amazon ad on your website. And that too is a commission for a click. And California says, well, that constitutes a physical presence too. So Amazon just cancels the program. They still advertise.
So if I were in California, they would have sent me a notice and saying, hey, we're no longer going to do this transaction like we've been doing with you.
That's right. That's exactly what happened. They sent out the notices last Friday, and a lot of California publishers who run blogs or personal information or consumer interest websites, they just lost their air supply because those commissions were counted on by those publishers. Now, Amazon still sells in California. They still advertise in California. They just don't write checks anymore to California website publishers.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing is that they passed a law that's trivial for Amazon to avoid. All Amazon had to do was cancel the program, and they no longer have to collect under the law.
All right, so here's
pain and no gain.
Here's a quick question. Google does, and I've only got 30 seconds for this, Steve. Google does something very similar. They pay people for Google AdWords. Is that next?
Google was very attentive to what California was cooking on this case, but the law does not seem to apply to the mere search ads that show up.
Yet.
It's really a pay-per-click.
Yet.
Pay-per-click and pay per commission.
Steve, yet. The law does not apply to that yet. And
it's coming.
We all know that'll be the next step. So, folks, you get to decide. I mean, I'm not going to tell you which way to think. All I can tell you is that the Internet needs to be allowed to be free and clear of state regulation. And even country regulation. We're going to talk about that after these messages. Tin Tail, Steve Del Bianco is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.